Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 284 for Friday, February 26th. I'm Phil France-Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was narrowly mixed at Friday's close, seeing some consolidation to end of the week after posting large losses and breaking below major support yesterday. Canola was up a dollar to down $4, with the most active May contract up 50 cents at the final bell at $453.70 per ton. Canola broke below nearby support levels yesterday, shifting the overall technical bias to the downside. Speculators holding short positions were thought to be leaning on the market today in an attempt to enhance those positions. Losses in Chicago soybeans and a firmer tone in the Canadian dollar were also bearish for canola throughout the day. However, soy oil was up and that provided some support. Ideas canola is looking oversold helped underpin the futures as well, with commercial demands coming forward as end users take advantage of the cheaper prices. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all mostly lower, with expectations for rising U.S. grain stocks behind some of the selling pressure. The USDA held its annual Outlook Forum this week, and the numbers coming out of the meeting today were generally bearish for corn and wheat, but somewhat supportive for soybeans. Corn futures were down 1 to 2 cents, the May contract down 1 at $3.59 per bushel. USDA officials forecast that U.S. corn ending stocks will hit a 12-year high of nearly 2 billion bushels by August 2017. That would be well above the already large 1.8 billion bushel carryout expected this upcoming August. The government agency is also anticipating a 2% rise in U.S. corn production this year, with the early production forecast coming in at 13.8 billion bushels. For wheat, prices were down 1 to 4 cents, the May contract in Chicago down 2 at $4.52 per bushel. The USDA expects U.S. wheat ending stocks to hit their highest levels in nearly 30 years, pegging domestic supplies at the close of the upcoming 2016-17 crop year at 989 million bushels. Soybeans were also down on the day, losing 1 to 4 cents, the May contract down 2 at $8.63 per bushel. The losses in beans came despite some relatively supportive numbers out of the USDA. It expects U.S. soybean production to decline by 3% this year to 3.8 billion bushels, with ending stocks also tightening. But good harvest weather in South America did remain a bearish influence in the background for soybeans. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, February 26th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil France-Warkentin.